This is Today FM. It is Friday morning and I'm delighted to be joined by Adam Clayton, the legend from U2, who is there because we're celebrating the fact that All That You Can't Leave Behind, the deluxe 20th anniversary reissue, is out today, and a brand new 12-track remaster of the record and a 51-track super deluxe box set out today as well. Adam, good morning. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Ian. Brilliant, actually. I mean, having something like this released with all the extra, you know, there's a lot of live songs added and a lot of extra tracks that we recorded at the time. So it's quite a piece of material, and it's amazing to look back on it 20 years now. It was, in some ways, it was midpoint through, you know, our journey, because, you know, we've been around 40 years now. I think it's the anniversary of the Boy record.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah, so there's a 40 and a 20. Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see where we were. And in some ways, we were also, you know, at that point in our lives where you reevaluate. I think we were all hitting 40 at the time. So as a rock and roll band in your 40s, you kind of have to look at things a little differently. I think also we come off doing two very, very big records and stadium tours with Joshua Tree and Achtung Baby Zoo TV. And this was what we wanted in this record was to bring it right back to the band and to reaffirm our relationships with each other, I think. And it's an amazing collection of songs that stand up as a testament to that time.
It certainly is. I mean, it's brilliant. When you look back on it, it's just great. You know, the cover of it, where I think was it in Charles de Gaulle Airport, you were all standing there. Was that a very kind of an impromptu sort of photograph, or was it set up? Can you remember from the time?
It was very impromptu. Our photographer for most of our records has been a Dutch man called Anton Corbin. Mm. And he works without lights, without assistance, without anything. It's just him and a camera. And usually when we're shooting an album sleeve, we kind of talk about what we're looking for and we talk about a location, and then we go there. And for this record, it was all about travel. So We did some photographs on trains. We did some photographs at Charles de Gaulle, because as you can see from the photograph, it's an amazing looking architectural thing. And I think anyone that's ever traveled from Ireland to France has probably gone through that terminal at some point or another.
Well, actually, Terminal 2 in Dublin, the outside of it looks a bit Charles de Gaulle-ish now, doesn't it? That whole kind of the tubey sort of look and all that business. So we're getting there.
Exactly. Though someone thinks that perhaps it looks like two legs as you go through there, but I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Alex, there I was. I was looking at the album yesterday, and I was saying, you know what? And I was thinking in my naive head, I was saying, you know what? I think this is the only U2 album that actually has the four guys on the cover. And then I looked it up and I said, oh no, the bloody Joshua Tree. Like, I mean, you know, you've been on a lot of the albums, but I just thought it was. But anyway, that's just me. And also, the other thing that's being celebrated at the moment is you've been honoured with stamps by Unpost. And they're beautiful. They're really lovely designs, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, one lick and you can go anywhere in the world.
And All That You Can't Leave Behind is one of the albums in there on the stamp collection as well. Joshua Tree, Achtung Baby, and Songs of Experience as well. But they're beautiful.
To be serious for a moment, it's kind of incredible to be honoured by your country like that. I mean, you know, not really interested in statues or anything, but you know, a stamp is kind of incredible, because I think that's a real sign that you've arrived and that you mean something. Mm. So we are indeed honoured and humbled to be celebrated in this way by Unpost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you wouldn't turn down an L statue, would you?
Oh, I think that would be very controversial. But I do like seeing old Philo every time I go through town.
Yeah. Ah, that's nice. I'd say eventually it'll be in there. Unfortunately, you probably have to be no longer with us before they actually get around to it. So,
I can predict that that's likely to happen at some point.
But listen, you know, just looking at the album, All That You Can't Leave Behind, Beautiful Day. I mean, what a juggernaut of a song that is. Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of. Elevation. I mean, it's a fantastic album. Do you have a favourite track on the album? Is there one that you feel that you played, you know, brilliantly on, or that there was a lot of bass guitar going on in it, or what's this?
It's when I came back to this record, Kite was an interesting song for me, because at the time when Bono was writing it 20 years ago, it was written about his relationship with his own children, and obviously the theme of this album was his father having a terminal illness. So I think Kite is very kind of emotive in that sense. And yeah, now I find I now have children. And in fact, my father is the only surviving father of all the band dads at this point. So I kind of listen to that now and I go, I listen to it with a different understanding, because that's where he was coming from back then. And I'm now going through it, you know, 20 years later. And I guess it's a comfort, or it certainly speaks to me.
Bono was talking about his autobiography as well. Have you any thoughts about doing one yourself, writing the story, the real story?
Yeah, no, I can't really remember very much. so it must have been good.
Yeah, it must have been good. It was that good, you can't remember it. They might make it into a movie, and I'm sure you'll be featured in there. Is there anybody out there that you think might play a good Adam Clayton?
Who would play a good Adam Clayton? At this stage, it would need to be somebody very talented that wasn't opposed to appearing naked.
they'll find somebody. I'm sure they'll find somebody. And just on the whole thing about the bass guitar, I mean, is there anybody that inspired you? How did you pick that instrument as the one that was going to be your career instrument?
Well, you know, I never really had a very good grasp of maths, but I did know that if you had four fingers and you only had four strings on an instrument, you had half a chance. So I think, you know, recently I was involved in doing some interviews for the Phil Lynott film. Mm. And I went back and I started to listen to those Lizzie records. And I realized that, you know, I picked up an awful lot from Philip. So if there is a tradition of Irish bass players, I would certainly be in that tradition.
Now, Adam, we were yesterday on this very show, we were talking to Hollywood legend and superstar, Mr. Matthew McConaughey. And he was telling us about when he lived in Australia, that he had Kick by INXS, Maxi by Maxi Priest, and Rattle and Hum by U2 as the albums that he had in his car and his apartment, all that kind of stuff. And we asked him yesterday if he would give us a message, especially for you, to say thank you, basically, because you got him through some great years. So here's a message from Matthew McConaughey just for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have a listen.
Adam, thank you for the music. If you read the book Green Lights, you'll see how you... You and your music took care of me in a time of great need. B knows about it. I've talked to him about it and thanked him for it, Edge as well. So I want to thank you as well. Also, hey, I just did that U2 cast. I DJ'd some tunes for y'all. I had a blast doing that, and I hope you enjoyed what I had to say about the songs and the introductions. Y'all keep rocking, one of the great rock bands ever to walk the earth and further. Keep it up, and look forward to the next music y'all play.
There you go.
Thank you, Matthew. That was very, very generous. And yes, you did do some guest DJing for us, and very much appreciated respect. And I'm going to nip out and I'm going to grab your book.
it's actually really good. Very interesting. Green Lights. And I just wanted, there's one other thing, right? I searched my house up and down yesterday because years and years and years ago, hopefully you're not going to kind of completely ruin the myth for me here, but I think you sent me a message by Telex. Do you remember Telex?
This I was remember, Charlie.
This was before fax and all this, right? And it was on the 10th of August, 1987. I was doing a show called Dempsey's Den, and I asked, because there was a big milestone, you were doing a gig or something like that, you two, and I asked the guys at RTE, could I do a show, a kind of a half-hour show, all about you two? And I got all the clips out of the archives and all the bits and pieces, first appearances and all that, and I kind of strung them all together the way people do. It was like reeling in the years, the U2 special. I got a message then after it, which said, enjoyed the gig this lunchtime. Lots of love, Adam Clayton. And it was the 10th of August, 1987. So that was the year of Joshua Tree and all that. So it is a treasured possession. Now, don't tell me that wasn't me. That's somebody pranking me.
Not at all. Not at all, Ian. It's a long time ago now, but it was genuine and heartfelt. And anyone putting together a show about you two back then, which would have been probably pre-Joshua Tree, I think, would have been much appreciated.
Ah, very good. It wasn't, was it? Was it pre-Joshua? It was August 1987, so it would have been out by then, would it?
Oh, yeah, Joshua Tree would have been out.
So it was pre-Achtung, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and I have to say, Achtung Baby is my favourite U2 album. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just something. I think I'm a Bowie fan, so it's got that kind of, you know, that sort of, I suppose that kind of Germanic sort of sound and the kind of layered, multi-layered sort of thing about it. But still, I mean, that was 1987. And then think of what happened after that. All the other albums, including this one that's just been remastered, All That You Can't Leave Behind, the deluxe 20th anniversary reissue, which is out now. Adam, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for having a chat this morning, and continued success to you and yours. And actually, I met all four of you in London there a few years ago, and we did two interviews, one with yourself and The Edge, and one with Bono and Larry. They were separate interviews. But the thing that struck me from all four of you was the fact that you were like a young band that were just starting off, because you were kind of saying, we don't know whether to do this or that. Would this be a good idea? Would that be a good idea? And there's a huge amount of enthusiasm. And that always strikes me every time when new music comes out. You're trying new things. You're trying to keep up with what's going on, and you're still writing fantastic songs. Adam, keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Cheers.
See you soon.
Bye.